This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were talking to Jim Fallows the other day about the series we're working on with him and his wife Deb and The Atlantic. It's about what America and the American economy look like right now.
You're flying over mile after mile of this perfectly square grid work.
They're taking their own plane, Jim and Deb are, seeing what they can see along the way.
And in the middle of all these cornfields, you see the new suburban housing developments, then some of the box malls, then the old downtown. One reason why I like flying into lots of towns with small airports is you can see so much of their economic and social history just on the way in.
We'll be tagging along from time to time in a series that we're calling American Futures.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Seabolt approach, Cirrus 435 Sierra Romeo, got Tango for landing.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota is stop number one. We talked yesterday about immigration and labor here, the 3% unemployment rate and how that's changing the city. But you get back to those cornfields that we were flying over, and there's a whole different kind of change.
Man, distances are long out here. I will tell you what. This is far away. How are you? Thanks so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It is literally corn as far as the eye can see.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks for all the world like an ear of corn I'd get in the supermarket.
You bet.
Keith Alverson is the sixth generation farming his family's land. And I mentioned supermarket corn because the stuff that Keith grows, it's called number two dent, isn't the sweet corn that you or I would eat. It's used for livestock and then for this.
Most of our corn goes to the local ethanol plant. It's about 10 miles away from here. I might not be back on the farm if not for some of the opportunities that things like ethanol and some of the renewable energies have created.
Almost all the corn grown in South Dakota, in fact, is the kind that Keith grows. A lot of it sold to one of the country's biggest ethanol companies, also based in Sioux Falls. Ethanol has changed the corn business, sure. Maybe it's changed it as much as high tech has. Keith is a pretty good example. His farm is a decent size.
We've got about 2,500 acres.
That's 4 square miles, and he farms those miles with just 3 other guys. And some satellite navigation, too.
Obviously, we're in a barn. We're in a big barn with some unbelievably big farm equipment. All right, you have to let me get up and sit in this tractor just
sure.
so I can say
sure.
I did it. And also because I want to. So this isn't bad. Ow. Bump my head. Nice seat.
Yeah.
Comfy. And you get there's a thing for a co-pilot here.
You bet. Well, they try and make them pretty comfortable. We typically, it's 200 to 300 hours.
Wow.
Per tractor that will be in those each spring and summer.
Yeah. Is this all GPS connected?
Yeah. It's super precise auto steer, and so this is sub-inch accuracy.
Sub-inch accuracy.
Yeah. That means that I can drive the tractor on a straight path, and I can come back 5 months from now, and it will drive within an inch of that same path.
That's insane.
And so it's critical for some of the nutrient placement that we have out in the field. Historically, you might have excess or you might not have enough. And now with that technology, we're able to place that nutrient right where it needs to be and minimize any, you know, loss to the environment or, you know, economic loss.
How old were you when you first drove a tractor like this? Probably 10, right?
Boy, yeah. I don't know if it was quite this big, but it worked into them.
Yeah, you take your kids out for rides in this thing?
Oh, absolutely.
The gear Keith's using comes from a company called Raven Industries, also based, in Sioux Falls, but selling to farmers in Kazakhstan, Brazil, all across Europe and Asia, and of course, North America. The bottom line of all this technology, of taking 56,000 pounds worth of tractor and combine and navigating them to within half an inch using satellites orbiting 12,000 miles up in space, is to figure out how to get us more of what Keith grows for less.
You know, if you bite into this, it's not going to have the sweetness that of course, sweet corn would have.
Well, you know now I'm going to have to bite into it, so can we break it off of there? I'm going to have to, right? Bear in mind, this is uncooked corn, but that's all right. I'll do anything for Marketplace. Well, come on, that's pretty good. All right, you know what, though? It's a little chalky.
Yeah.
Right?
You bet.
The caption for the picture of what you just heard is City Boy Eats Uncooked Ethanol Corn Gets Nasty Surprise. It's all online at marketplace.org, as is our interactive mapping page from Jim and Deb Fallows, The Atlantic, and Esri. Coming up tomorrow on American Futures, back to downtown Sioux Falls we go for another slice of what the American economy looks like today. While you're waiting for that, Jim's blog is on our homepage for you to read, marketplace, as I said, .org.